Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Glenn the Outlaw here. Today is Veterans Day, November 11th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by the great folks at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local news, the Wauchula Police Department has posted several lost dogs to their Facebook page. If your furry friend has gone on a little unexpected adventure and you can't find them, please check the Wauchula Police Department Facebook page for pictures. Four teenagers from the Winter Haven, Auburndale area have been charged with attempted murder after purposely running over the mother of another teen with whom they had an ongoing dispute. According to the affidavits, deputies responded to the teenage victim's home in Polk City around 2:50 p.m. on Monday, November 9th, and found an adult victim critically injured after being run over by a van. The known suspects fled the scene, but the suspect's vehicle information was quickly announced over the radios and located by responding deputies and Auburndale police officers. During the investigation, deputies learned that 18-year-old Elijah Stansell brought three friends, 16-year-old Raven Sutton, 15-year-old Kimberly Stone, and 14-year-old Hannah Eubank to the victim's house to handle an ongoing dispute. The suspects banged on the victim's door, but the victim came out of the side door and into the carport to see who was there. The group of suspects ran into the carport, where Stansell physically attacked him. The victim retreated into his home, followed by Stansell and Sutton. At that time, the victim's mom came home, and the suspects ran off. The victim's mother followed them and watched them get into their van, which was parked across the street. She began taking photos of the suspects in the van with her phone. Though there was enough room for the van to maneuver around her as she stood in the roadway, Stansell intentionally ran into her, then over her, before fleeing the scene. There were many eyewitnesses to the crime, along with home surveillance video. The video footage shows the suspects approaching the front door, the group of suspects going to the side and attacking the victim, and the attack inside the home, the suspects fleeing, and the suspects running over the victim's mother. The mother remains in very critical condition in the hospital. Stansell was booked into the Polk County Jail on attempted felony murder, burglary with assault, and three counts contributing to the delinquency of a minor. He was additionally charged with lewd battery on a minor on a victim 15 years old, a crime that was discovered after his Monday arrest. Sutton, Eubank, and Stone were arrested and taken to the JAC on attempted felony murder and burglary with assault. Your local events, the Hardy County Chamber of Commerce will host the 2021 Vintage Glam Gala on January 30th, 2021 at 5 p.m. at the Stream Song Resort in Bowling Green. Dress in your best 1920s and celebrate the success of Hardy County. Attendance is limited due to COVID restrictions. You can RSVP by going to hardycc.com/gala. They will also host the Wauchula Wine Walk at Mary Market at the Wauchula Historic Train Depot, 135 East Main Street, this Friday, November 13th from 5 to 8 p.m. Early registration for $20 and sponsorships are still available at hardycc.com. Just click on the banner on the homepage. Your jobs in Hardy County, TKC Holdings in Arcadia is looking for a food service worker. 1 year of food service experience is preferred. Bassetti & Associates MDPA in Sebring is looking for a front desk receptionist. At least 2 years of experience and English and Spanish fluency are required. And Elite Metro in Sebring is looking for a mobile expert. 1 year of customer service experience is preferred. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. the Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, Bowling Green Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do the same with your vehicles, making sure any valuables are removed from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each night, you decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMIDDAY@gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They will greatly assist us, and we read them on the air for you. Coming up, a look at your local weather, plus the agriculture, sports, and business news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
In the future, digital will enable us to be in perfect sync with the world around us. Synchronizing services and products with the data cloud around customers enables them to prosper anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Claire. It's 5:59 a.m. Heavy traffic on the 528. Expect a delay of 15 minutes. Today's goals include a 5-kilometer morning run. Your car payment to FNB Wauchula was made today. Your financial advisor recommends the purchase of Hardy Fresh. Transaction complete. 500 shares have been purchased. Welcome to the office. Access granted. What was the payment for Giovanni's for? Calling bank.
FNB Wauchula. Good afternoon, this is Allison. How can I help you?
Oh, thank you. Allison, it's really you.
First National Bank of Wauchula. We have the digital connection you need and the personal touch you desire.
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. Now it's time for your weather report and forecast. Your weather, 12 p.m., 82 degrees Fahrenheit, feels like 88, cloudy with a 47% chance of rain. There is a flash flood watch in effect until 1 p.m. Friday. Air quality is excellent. The maximum UV index is 1. Wind south-southeast at 16 miles an hour, wind gust 24 miles an hour, humidity 77%, indoor humidity 77%, dew point 75 degrees Fahrenheit, cloud cover 95%, the visibility 10 miles, and the cloud ceiling was 9,800 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 8:49 a.m. Eastern Time. Today, partly sunny early in the morning, then a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms late in the morning. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and a slight chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. Breezy, highs in the mid-80s, southeast winds 10 to 15 miles an hour, increasing to 20 to 25 miles an hour in the afternoon with a 50% chance of rain. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Breezy, lows in the mid-70s, southeast winds 20 to 25 miles an hour with a 20% chance of rain. Thursday, partly sunny, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then a chance of showers and a slight chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. Breezy, highs in the mid-80s, south winds 15 to 20 miles an hour, shifting to the southwest in the afternoon, chance of rain 40%. And Thursday night, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 70s, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Let's go on now to our agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Auburn University's 41st annual Ag Roundup, typically held prior to a home football game, will be a virtual event this year due to COVID-19. Event organizers tell alphafarmers.org a virtual event actually allows more alumni and friends to participate. The Ag Roundup is November 16th through 19th, and details can be found on the Auburn Agricultural Alumni Club's Facebook page. The Alabama Farmers Federation and Alabama Farmers Agricultural Foundation are are helping sponsor the event. Following last week's election, American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duval released a statement praising Americans, saying, "We encourage everyone to remain patient and join together to support those elected to lead this great nation." Duval added, "The issues facing agriculture and rural America are larger than political parties. We need to build on the advancements toward regulatory reform and strengthen the Farm Bill. We must also continue to expand trade and improve market access for farmers." As COVID-19 cases climb, some states are again shutting down indoor dining while others still don't have it. And as the risk of declining restaurant demand for protein becomes a bigger concern, one Kansas State University economist says it could also be a factor for livestock prices moving forward. Glenn Tonser tells AgWeb.com there's still plenty of uncertainty left, but considering the rebound in livestock prices from the spring lows, there's also room for hope.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety campaign.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few $1,000 with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zimatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
Here with your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Tim Hammerich. University of Florida strawberry breeder Dr. Vance Whitaker is constantly looking for ways to improve the industry through genetics. One of those ways may be developing a whole new product in the U.S., a white strawberry.
It's a strawberry, same species, but it is white. It's pure white inside, and on the outside, it's got kind of a white background with a little bit of a pink blush, and the seeds are red. Essentially, when it's ripe, the picker can tell it's ripe because it gets those red seeds. The seeds turn red and then a little bit of a pink blush. So it's kind of an attractive but very different look. And the flavor is also really different as well. It's sweet and it's kind of a sweet, low acid flavor, but the aroma is more reminiscent of pineapple, with maybe a little apricot thrown in. So it's a very different flavor. And that pineapple kind of aroma is one reason why people are calling it a pineberry.
Dr. Whitaker says there are currently no products like this on the market in the U.S. White strawberries are popular in Japan, but have never been commercially available here. He anticipates a lot of promotion and in-store testing to draw consumers' interest to the berry.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety campaign.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few $1,000 with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zimatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
I'm Tim Hammerich, and this has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report, a proud part of the Ag Information Network.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. American employers advertised slightly more jobs in September, but they hired fewer people.
Job postings rose to 6.44 million in September, up from 6.35 million in August.
The Labor Department says 5.87 million people were hired, and that was down from 5.95 million the month before. The economy is still 10 million jobs short of what it had in February before the outbreak slammed the U.S. economy, forcing businesses to close, at least temporarily. Rich Thomason reporting.
Stocks finishing mixed today. The Dow picked up 262 points to close at 29,420. The Nasdaq dropped 159 to 11,553. The S&P lost 4 to 3,545. New York oil gained $1.06 to $41.38 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Nick Folk kicked a 51-yard field goal as time expired, and Cam Newton and the New England Patriots rallied to beat the winless New York Jets 30-27 to end a four-game losing streak. Newton had two touchdown runs, the second tied it at 27 with a minute 57 remaining. That erased a 10-point fourth-quarter deficit. After the Jets went three and out, the Patriots got the ball back with 47 seconds left and went to work to put Folk in position for the winning field goal. The Jets dropped to 0-9 for the first time in franchise history. Speaking of the Patriots, New England won't be allowed to have any fans at any home games this season at Gillette Stadium. Team officials were informed an executive order from Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker prohibiting large capacity venues from opening to the public will remain in force for the remainder of the 2020 NFL season and the pro soccer season. This is SRN Sports. Seattle Mariners center fielder Kyle Lewis is the unanimous winner of the AL Rookie of the Year Award. Milwaukee Brewers reliever Devin Williams named the National League Rookie of the Year. Former Houston Astros general manager Jeff Lundhaus filed a breach of contract lawsuit against the team, seeking more than $22 million in salary owed under his deal when he was fired in January. The suit filed in Houston claims Lindhau was unaware a camera was used to steal signs during the team's run to the 2017 World Series title, which Commissioner Rob Manfred found violated baseball rules against electronics. And Gonzaga will begin the college basketball season at number one in the college poll for the first time. Baylor was ranked second, followed by Villanova third. Virginia and Iowa come in at 4 and 5 preseason. With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula. Your motivational quote for the day, luck is what you have left over after you give 100%. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn. We will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.